There are very few players in Dynasty Fantasy Football that have better buy low value than Kyren Williams. And it's crazy to me that when I go into a live stream and start discussing Dynasty with you guys, there'll be two or three or four comments every time when Kyren comes up comparatively to another player. And especially in Dynasty, and you'll hear names like JT. And I'm not saying JT isn't deserving of this conversation. I'm of course not saying that Achan isn't deserving of this conversation. Yes, bonus live stream. Appreciate Travis, Mark, Smokey the cat in the building. We don't see Smokey in here very much. We need you in here more, Smokey. Alec in the building. We were on a live stream on the main channel just a minute ago, and I wanted to come on real quickly. We're not going to do a very long live stream at all. I'm still on daddy watch, and I've got the camera right here, Ziggy, you know. I almost disrupted him looking at the cam. So if the kid gets up, I gotta jump. So I'm watching that out of the corner of my eye here. I'm trying to push my luck. I'm trying to juggle 10,000 things here. So far I'm able to do another live stream here on daddy watch. But I will say this. I'll say that when I bring up a dynasty conversation and JT, Kyren, and Achan, and I love Achan. Achan's in the conversation too. We bring up other RBs. We talk about Christian McCaffrey in Dynasty. We talk about Jacobs in Dynasty, Barkley in Dynasty. I get a lot more pushback on Kyren over guys like Barkley, over guys like JT. I get more pushback than I expect. I don't know why. Is it because of the low draft capital? Is it because he got injured last year? What makes people not love that he was on pace for 16-20 on the ground on a 17-game pace? What makes people not love that on 12 games, he only played 12 games, he scored 12 rushing touchdowns? Where are my stats? I have a Kyren Williams graphic somewhere here. I'll have to pull it up. I don't know where it went. On 12 games, he scored 12 rushing touchdowns. Scored an additional 3 receiving touchdowns. He had 15 touchdowns on 12 games. He scored 12 touchdowns on the ground alone in 12 games. And I know you're going to say, Smitty, he missed some time. He only played 12 games, and that's fine. I get that's your point. He's smaller, Smitty. He's a smaller running back. He's not that small. On top of that, like, I would venture to say he gains about 5 pounds this offseason because he's working harder than ever. And there's footage of this guy. I'm going to have more Instagram stuff on him where I'll show you this guy pulling a sled and working out like a monster, trying to stay healthy. You get people that say they're going to bring in a rookie running back. What are they going to bring in? Who are they going to bring in? Who's in this rookie class? Even Jalen Wright, I love him. Braylon Allen, I love him. Who are they going to bring in at this juncture in the offseason? All the big dogs are gone, free agency-wise. The rookie running backs don't hold a candle to this guy. He scores a rushing touchdown a game. And I don't care about late draft capital. Sean McVay loves him. They're going to feed him constantly. He would have scored 21 touchdowns if you prorate his 12 games. And prorating 12 games is not a bad business. Mm-mm. Not at all. Prorating 12 games is a good, lucrative business. Prorating 4 games and saying, oh, well, if we extrapolate 4 games across 17, that's a risky game. Extrapolating 12, I can do it. And I do it all the time. And if I extrapolate 12 games across 17... you get 357 fantasy points last year. You get running back 2 behind only Christian McCaffrey, and CMC and Kyren were head and shoulders above everybody else if you extrapolate this data. 45 receptions for 291. We can get more out of that. 3 touchdowns. We can get more out of that. And if we don't, who cares? We got 21 total touchdowns, 1,620 rushing yards, an additional 291. I can live with 1,800 total yards, and we'll even call it 15 to 18 scores if he doesn't extrapolate that data. He had 15 last year. this is one of my favorite players to go get in fantasy football.
Live from the FantasyFootballShow.com studios, it's the Dynasty Fantasy Football Show.
One of my favorite players to go get in Dynasty, period. One of my favorite players to draft and redraft, period. I want myself a grip ton of Kyren Williams across every single format. Ziggy, show me the living room.
Okay.
I don't know why I have to. Yeah, there it is. Okay. We got the camera up. I'm on daddy daycare time right now. And as soon as the kid pops up, I gotta bolt. But we're trying to juggle way too much right now. I did a live stream out and about, risking it all. You know, risking it all, doing a live stream, getting a slice of pizza in downtown Phoenix while I was supposed to be on daddy daycare. And I'm going to get it. I knew I was probably going to get a text like, where are you? The baby's crying. Are you even in the building? And I want to be, no, we're getting a slice of pizza doing a live stream. But we do know somebody doesn't have their notifications turned on, because when I go live and I'm out there and about, you know, and she says, where are you? I'm like, why don't you know I'm live? Are you not subscribed? Do you not have the notification? Have you hit the bell notification? How is it that Miss Smitty never knows when I'm live out and about on the streets of Phoenix? You know, she's even occasionally been like, what are you really doing out there? You know, like almost insinuating that Smitty's up to no good. And I'm like, open your phone. your boy's live. You can watch him. You know where he is at all times. If I'm ever out of the facility, it's getting food or I'm on my phone live. I'm putting a story post up. I'm leaving breadcrumbs of every single step I take. All right, anyway. Kyren Williams. Dynasty. We go on a live stream. We get pushback. You know, or hey, JT Barkley, Kyren. I mean, I don't know about in here. I have a feeling we're going to love him more in this particular live stream than we will captivating and gathering a bunch of random people in a you know, maybe a bigger live stream during peak hours, because right now this isn't peak hours. I get it, not optimal time for everybody, but we built this Smitty on graveyard shows, as the song goes. We're building the Dynasty channel on the graveyard shows because I don't have time during the day. The main channel takes priority. If anybody doesn't know, this camera keeps... Whoops, wrong button. Ziggy, show me the living room. He keeps turning off.
Okay.
He keeps turning off. I for those that don't know, on the main channel, nothing compromises the main channel. We go live whenever big news breaks. We go live Monday through Friday, 8 p.m. Eastern. I'm starting to do about 4 to 5, but maybe even 6, 12-minute uploads, 10, 8 to 12-minute uploads on top of that. They could be live premieres or just a random upload here or there. And so this takes priority, the main channel. You're currently watching the Dynasty channel. If for any reason you find me through the Dynasty channel and you don't have me, you know, on tap on the main channel, you know, subscribe to both. The link's in the description. But when we went live earlier, there was a lot of like JT over Kyren, you know, in redraft Dynasty. But I imagine if you have JT over Kyren in redraft, you probably do in Dynasty as well. But I would love to know what the chat thinks. If you could vote for me, please, in the chat, and let me know if you like Kyren, JT, or actually rank all three, Kyren, JT, and Barkley in Dynasty. Rank them. Kyren, JT, Barkley. Does CMC replicate or come close? This is from Twitter, aka X. Does CMC, Jake, you still here? Does CMC replicate or come close to last year? He could. Are we live? Yes, Andrew. He could, but I would say that the odds of it happening are 50%. And that's a total arbitrary, stupid number to throw out. I get that, but like you're asking me, I'm telling you what comes to mind. And I say 50%. He's 28 years old, Jake. And Niner fans don't want to hear it, but 28 years old, you're lucky if you can play 28 at an elite level. Derrick Henry doesn't count. Mostert doesn't count because he wasn't a workhorse his entire career. You can't look at anomalies like Mostert and McKinnon. The only non-anomaly, crazy outlier is Derrick Henry, and you can't use him as a blueprint on any sort of level whatsoever. So I would say 50%. He's 28 years old, bro, with a huge workload. All right, let's tally this up. You tried to call? Phone line's open, so try one more time. Kyren, JT, Barkley. In Dynasty, I don't know why you throw the LOL in there, Alec. As if a different order makes you silly. I don't know what's going on there with the LOL. Kyren, JT, Barkley. In Dynasty, I agree with you. That's probably my ranking. JT, Kyren, Barkley. Kyren, Barkley, JT. JT, Kyren, Barkley. Barkley, JT, Kyren. Kyren, Barkley, JT. 1A, Kyren, 1B, JT, then Saquon third, says Mike. Kyren, JT, Barkley. But 1 year, I'd put Barkley. And I don't blame you. Karen, Barkley, JT. Put some respect on Kyren's name next time. No, because the same order as you said, Alec. Okay. Andy, you're live. What can I do for you, Andy, on this great evening where Smitty is literally... I might just hang up on both of you, by the way. I got Travis on the line. I got Andy on the line. If I hang up on you, it's because I got to run for my life.
Yep.
What can I do for you, Andrew? Andy? What's up, Andy?
So I have like... I have in two Dynasty drafts, I have the 1-1 and the 1-3. So I really like Malik Nabers. I think he's my favorite, to be honest. So
got to trust your gut, bro.
You don't like Caleb, huh?
Because it's not that I don't
have the opportunity to draft them possibly in two Dynasty leagues. So you don't like them? I want to hear your opinion.
Well, I mean, JD5 is my number one quarterback. So if you're able to draft a quarterback, if you're telling me you're super flex, I could draft Caleb, you're not even giving JD5 consideration. We're not on the same page. You know what I'm saying, Andy?
I mean, no, we're not on the same page. I mean, yeah. I like him, but no, I'm still early in the process, so I'm
well,
not like selling or buying, you know what I mean? I want to hear from you.
I hear you.
It's early for me.
I hear you.
I want to learn. I want to... know everything.
Let me press a button. Let me press a button for you. Hold on.
The Saturn Men.
One small step for man, one giant leap for
Saturn.
JD5 was my first. I believe he was. Penix Jr. could have went on the Moon Man list before. No, I don't think so. Travis, I don't know if you remember this.
I think it was JD5.
Yeah. So the very first player, the very first player to drop on any of the Marsmen, Moonmen, Saturnmen, there were zero players on across all three lists was JD5. Look out! Just take a gander at how full the lists are. I'm gonna read them off to you as they go.
The Saturnmen.
Hall.
One small step for man, one giant leap for
Saturn.
I can't speak over myself. Hall, Kyren, JD5, Puka, AR5, Gibbs, Achamp, Bijan. Then we got tomorrow. Stroud, London, Bowers, tomorrow's McBride.
The Moon Man.
Penix Jr., Odunze, Zamir, Corley. Bro, I listed off, how many is that? 15 guys? 18 guys? I don't know. 15 guys? He was the very first guy to drop. So, like, we are clearly not on the same page, which is fine. It doesn't mean you're wrong. Doesn't mean I'm right. I could be wrong. Maybe JD5 goes and craps the bed during workouts here upcoming.
No, I'm not anti-JD5 too much. Other, like, a little couple things. Like, I know he gets, like, sacked a lot or something. And his throw looks a little weird. And
a little weird.
I totally love Neighbors and like Brian Thomas. I think they're both nuts.
You know, like
I think
Brian
Thomas. Honestly, I would take Brian Thomas over Odunze. But we're I know you like Odunze.
Bro, you,
but
I love Thomas.
Me,
I love Thomas.
I think they're both
but
really good. They're all really good.
I love Thomas, but your favorite color is yellow. My favorite color is green. Like long walks on the beach. I like playing basketball. I like Kyren Williams. You like JT.
Japanese women, you like Korean women?
No. I like Miss Minnie. You think I'm getting that? You think I'm, what do you think, I'm idiot? Andy? I'm live on the air. There's only one answer to that question.
Sorry.
Dumbest question I've ever been asked in my life. Okay, anyway, let me real quickly just tell you that it's... JD5 is about to turn everyone's head. And I think that once we see him go out there and do what Caleb did, but look even more impressive. And a lot of times the guy, the player that goes next looks better than the player that went first. Like, and that's why a lot of people like to go last, so they can leave a lasting impression. As the phrase is said, the phrase means something, a lasting impression. The what have you done for me lately? The
right.
You know.
Do you not like Caleb for his personality traits?
And I mean,
you
look,
like JD5, sorry.
I would say, like, there's a lot of red flags, bro. He's quirky. I'm not saying quirky is necessarily, you know, it doesn't make you, it doesn't, like, define you entirely. But he's a little quirky. He feels a little Bo Callahan-like. He just feels like the type of person, like, this is going to sound weird, and this is not my defining reason, okay? But I'm just going to give you, like, one thing that's, like, on my mind right now. Sometimes I've rarely have ever seen a player that has had his demeanor and attitude. I've almost in my 24 or 5 years, whatever, professionally doing this, have I ever seen somebody with his attitude, demeanor, and just like approach of conversation and talking with people in the media ever translate? It's just, it almost reminds me of Drew Locke. You remember Drew Locke?
Yeah.
Remember him on the sidelines with that? Remember him on the sidelines? They went to that video clip of him rapping on the sideline, and he was just acting not the part. And I remember everybody ripped me apart. I'm like, Drew Locke's not it. They're like, why? Because he's rapping on the sidelines, Smitty. And I'm like, I just don't feel the vibe. He doesn't feel like a leader of men. It doesn't matter to me. Like, I'm giving you one small thing. I'm just telling you my gut instinct from 25 years is I don't get the vibe that this guy's like the leader of men yet. And he could develop that. But I think when you watch JD5 communicate, I think when you watch JD5 on the field, you're going to think differently about his skill set. When I watch Caleb, and this is, let's go back to talent now, not just attitude and demeanor. He plays a lot off script. Some of it, of course, a lot of it, not his fault in 2023, because his team was the reason he was constantly on the run, offensive line, constantly off script. But that's his style. He holds onto the ball a very long time. And at the NFL level, that doesn't usually translate. And while you might say it's because of the team, Smitty, go back a year prior, it's still what we see him doing right now. He's still used to playing a certain way. And I don't know. Someone said, Smitty, Kermit the Frog doesn't seem like a leader of men, too. That's, you know, that's a pretty good point. But I did predict him to be a top 1 to 5 quarterback, so I was on that from the beginning. I never once overlooked that guy.
Quarterbacks are
Patrick Mahomes. Patrick Mahomes is a leader of men, though. Like he just has a weird voice, but it doesn't.
Yeah, but Mahomes was what, the 25th pick or something like that.
Yeah, but bro, I went on NBC Sports Radio when he was drafted and said he's going to be a top 1 to 5 quarterback. So I don't care less what anybody says that I said about him or anybody says what other people said about him. He sat a whole year, and I was just waiting, licking my chops for that prediction to come true. That year he exploded. Alex Smith was doing good things. Ziggy, show me the living room. We got to make sure I don't have to bail. Okay. Hold on. I got to take a gander. I think I'm good. So anyway, let's get back on point. Look, mannerisms aside, Caleb, like, you can't define somebody based on how they're quirky or whatever. But I'm just saying, it's one thing that just bothers me to no end, and it makes me feel like I can't remember the last time a player acted like.
But, I mean, Cleveland was obviously like ridiculously physically gifted, and
so is Johnny Manziel.
And that's obvious when you watch him play.
So go look at my Instagram. So was Zach Wilson, ridiculously gifted,
yeah,
coming out as a prospect.
True.
And I have a side by side. I have a side by side of them,
Jeff
bro.
George and a thousand other quarterbacks.
I have a side by side of them on Instagram, bro. Or a pause in one place and the other place, and they're not the same throw. But Zach Wilson, everybody going nuts on his one throw, going, "This is the best throw of the entire, you know, pro day series from all the quarterbacks." Zach Wilson to the moon, practically conversation being had. And it's just like, it's just a stark reminder that your pro day means really not a whole lot. You need to feel the way you feel about the player prior to the pro day. Okay. The pro day is just an amplifying effect of what you already feel. Real quickly, let's not waste too much time. This is about Kyren, bro. You're hijacking the whole live stream. Bottom line is JD5, in my opinion, is about to blow your mind. And you're going to love what you see out of JD5. Give him a chance. Watch him. You're going to see everybody else climb on board. This is a prediction I dropped so far in advance because I wanted it out there. So, you know, there's no confusion as to where we stood way back in the day. Everybody, half of the NFL draft scouts are going to put JD5 as their number one quarterback. You'll start hearing confusion about what Chicago's going to do just because they want to potentially up the value of the pick just in case. They can trade down a pick or two and get Caleb. If Caleb, let's say, falls, I don't think he'll fall in the eyes of Chicago. The thing is, Washington will want him because Kingsbury was his QB coach and he loves him. But that doesn't mean that Adam Peters, the GM, formerly San Francisco's mastermind of talent scouting, the GM in Washington's maybe wanting JD5 regardless of what Kingsbury wants. Kingsbury is the offensive coordinator. He's not the coach. The head coach, he's not the GM. So it almost doesn't matter
so
if that's
Drake
his
May,
guy.
Like a tier below or what? So Drake May's a tier
bro,
below.
We got to get back to Kyren, man. We can't hijack the whole.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's fine. It's just I've got so much content on this already, but it's fine. It's fine. I don't mind going over it again, but let's do it on a different stream. Andy, final question. Anything Kyren related?
All right, what is Kyren? He's what? RB what? 6?
Okay.
What's my what?
What Kyren? What is the year your RB? Top.
1 to 6.
5?
1 to 6.
About 1 to 6. Yeah.
He could be running back 1.
Be good.
Absolutely. I love him. All right, hey, and Andy, no hard feelings on that. I just want to keep the show moving. It's about Kyren and we're hype. All right, later. All right, later, bro.
Sweet, man. Good to talk to you.
Yeah, Travis, go ahead.
So I'm pretty much on the same page as you with Kyren, but like you said, I think it's just depending on the person you ask, they'll come up with one of, you know, several reasons, whether it's his size, or he got injured, or he was a fifth-round pick, or just, you know, they always talk about, oh, there's no one else at running back, or anything like that. But I mean, to me, he had 228 rushes, which is, you know, almost a full season for some backs anyway in terms of rushing. So he showed he could handle the load. I mean, he bounced back from the injury, so it showed that's not nagging. And when it comes to where you got picked in the draft, that doesn't matter, you know.
There's not one running back.
In this whole sophomore slump thing, someone would tell you and all that stuff, but I disagree with all of it. You can write all of that off.
Yeah, there's not one running back in the National Football League. This includes everyone. Bijan's close, but – and I know there's not a lot of evidence to prove what I'm about to say for Bijan, but – Kyren Williams, there's no other running back in the National Football League, Bijan a close second, that I trust more to get 100 yards and a touchdown in a game. Like, if my life was on the line and you said, I need a running back that's going to get a touchdown and 100 yards today on the ground, the first words out of my mouth, the first two words are Kyren Williams, and then please. There's just no other RB because he scored 12 rushing touchdowns in 12 games. He has extrapolated data that equals 1620 rushing yards on 17 games. And the fact that, like, if you watched any Rams games, you know that he's just a beast, man. And they're anywhere near the goal line. This guy's getting the carries. He's that one player that's frustrating to go up against because you know he's scoring. You know, like, if you're playing Kyren, you're like, he's in the end zone. Of course he is. That's the guy I want. And I think Bijan will be also that guy. I just think people will be scared to bank on it again. But it's a whole different ballgame with Bijan. But Kyren and Bijan, to me, and as much as I love Breece Hall, he could be a combination of receiving and rushing. So he's a little different, you know, monster, but very powerful as well. And Gibbs, same thing. Different combination of yards, rushing, receiving. You know, there's a different argument to be made. Like, do you want to combine 100 total yards versus Kyren's 100 rushing? Same thing with Bijan. But, I just nobody's rushing for 100 yards and a touch as much as Kyren is, in my opinion. He's got the best shot of it. And he's on a mission, bro. He's on a mission.
Led the NFL in yards per game, 95.3. Mm-hmm. And on top of it, like you've said, he's shown he can do it in the passing game, too. You know, those 33 receptions, 206 yards, excuse me, 3 touchdowns. I could see him doubling those catches this year, possibly.
I'm very tempted.
Anyways.
I've already got a video up that says, I can be running back one. That's the title. It shows Kyren in the graphic. Yep. I might be doing another one very soon that says Kyren finishes as RB1. The thing that's tough about it is I very much believe that Gibbs is capable of it. I very much believe that Breece Hall is capable of it. I very much believe that Bijan is capable. And, of course, Christian McCaffrey is still capable of it. But, like, you can only – if you're going to go out on a limb on one, and it doesn't mean you hate the other, you know, 4 or 5. They're all really close. But, like, he's the one guy that I just feel so confident about him. You know, injuries obviously can hit anybody, and that sucks. But I just feel so ultra confident about Kyren. A lot of it's eye test. The faith that McVay has in him, the fact that no veteran running back is coming in, the fact that this rookie class is weak as hell for the most part. I like Braylon Allen, I like Jalen Wright a lot, but they got to go to elite spots, and neither one of these guys is going to unseat Kyren. I'll tell you that right now. If Braylon Allen goes to the Rams, you know what my reaction is? Sucks for Braylon Allen. Not, oh no, Kyren. Bro. Oh no. It's not, this
never,
is not Zach Charbonnet.
Yeah, these teams, you never know what they do, because they, like last year with Charbonnet, we didn't expect that. But the Rams have holes in other places, like Aaron Donald just retired. They have a lot of different areas they need to shore up to make sure that, you know, if they're running with Stafford, an older quarterback who's been banged up a little bit, that they have all the holes filled to compete with a small window. So the chances they would take a running back early are pretty slim.
And even if they take one, let's say one falls, you know, let's say for some reason Braylon Allen or Jalen Wright or even Trey Benson falls, well, it sucks for them because they're not unseating Kyren. Yep. They have no shot.
No.
All they become is a very glorified backup that I really want to have. Like if Trey Benson was in LAC or LAR, I would want him cuffed to Kyren, no doubt about it. But him falling there will make him very low. No one's going to want to ride that train, and it will make Kyren even more valuable. In redraft, Kyren's going in at the top of round 2. Where do you think he's going in Dynasty? A little bit lower than that, mid 2? Sometimes late 2, but mid 2? It's crazy.
Yeah.
I'd take Kyren. Don't tell anybody, okay? Don't tell anybody. It's between just me and you, Travis, and James from the warehouse, who's on the phone line as well. Nobody listen. Everybody put their earmuffs on. I would take Kyren Williams in Dynasty as high as number 6 or 7 overall if I had to, without a hesitation in my breath when I say Kyren. Let me play something for some. This explains everything. If anybody doesn't know enough about Kyren yet, This will tell you everything you need to know. And not everybody knows this stuff right here. This is like algorithms and different things I've put together over the course of the year.
He's Kyren. He's 7 feet tall. And he knows how to handle a ball. He's Kyren. He can take frowns and turn them upside down with his touchdowns.
Explains everything in a nutshell. Someone said, do I like Zamir? We got a whole video on Zamir. Zamir to the moon. Same thing as Kyren in a smaller degree. Not the same player, but I mean that they didn't bring in a veteran RB, and there's only rookies left. And they brought in Alexander Mattison. And that's not a big name. Yeah. That's the point of why we're excited about that. But it's a big enough name to fend off an early running back drafting of a very weak running back class. So Zamir White to the freaking moon.
To the moon.
You know what's weird, Travis? That was a redraft video. Was that a redraft video? I think it was, yeah.
I think we did Dynasty. It was a graveyard video. I know that.
You might be right. And it was so weird. Okay. Maybe we need to do a redraft video. So that's a good point. But when we've talked about it though on the APM show with the news and everything.
Maybe we did both.
But what was weird, Travis, is that in the comments there was like two different people right away. They must have caught wind of it, you know, and not known about the channel yet. They looked new. But there was two negative comments on the Zamir White. And I don't mind negative comments or different opinions. So I hope people know that. But it was weird. They came out of nowhere. And it was like, must be a slow news day talking about Zamir White. And then somebody else said something like, Zamir White, I don't think so, or something like that. And I'm like, wow. You know, like I thought maybe, yeah, it's great news. I thought maybe someone's going to say, oh, you know, we all know this, Smitty. Zamir White to the... I was very happy and pleased to see people pushing back on Zamir White as a breakout. Like, come on.
Yeah, we did a Dynasty show, like, topic on him a couple nights ago. I think what it was that on the APM show, he came up in it when the news of Mattison came about. And we talked about him a little on the APM.
Yeah.
And then we went live and did a Dynasty.
Hey, in case...
people should check that one out.
In case the little one wakes up and James gets screwed out of his time. James, you're live real quick. You're live, James. Are you in the warehouse, James?
I am not. I am on my day off today.
Attaboy. What can I do for you?
So it's a little off topic, but to start it out with Kyren. Kyren has actually won me my first NFL pick'em on Underdog Fantasy from a close Smitty. It was a five legger and I hit all four legs. It was a late game, and the minute I hit up the four legs and had Kyren up, I knew it was money in the bank. So just wanted to give props to Kyren. But I have a dilemma. So, like I said, a little bit off topic. I have Anthony Richardson on my IR. And Kyren owner actually has Justin Fields as his only starting quarterback in a 1QB league. And I want to package Tua and maybe some other players to maybe try to acquire Kyren. But I'm still not 100% sold on Anthony Richardson. Like, I know you've been really hyped on him all offseason. And just my dilemma is just based on the fact he's only played a couple games and was somewhat good. I'm just kind of not completely sold on him yet. Do you think, what is it that has you so sold on him based on the fact that he's only played a couple of games?
His ability to run the football and carry the team and your fantasy team during any given week just by running the ball alone. You know, 70 yards and a touchdown, and he can do nothing via the air and still get you good points. I know he got injured, and they might be a little scared of using him, but word is they're not going to really dial him back. I mean, he's a big boy. I think he'll be okay. I think they'll be smarter with him, but they're still going to run him. I mean, look at Jalen Hurts. Jalen Hurts runs all the time, sneaks all the time. He's in the middle of a big pile of 300-pound linemen all the time. So it's not like you can't be afraid to run a running quarterback. But the other thing that I think is the most important part is Shane Steichen. And what Shane Steichen did with Jalen Hurts made Jalen Hurts into the player that he is now. And now he gets another quarterback that has good running tendencies and skills and can still throw the ball very well. They've got an amazing draft selection that may or may not be a wide receiver at 15 to go along with Pittman Jr., which is one of my cautionary points away from drafting Pittman Jr. too high, because he might seem like a great pick here, or not here, he may seem like a great pick in the top of round three, but they bring in Rome Odunze, who could fall for some crazy reason. They draft Brian Thomas Jr., whatever. I love AR5. And I guess the main point I would say for you is that if we draw a line here and we say AR5, AR5, and we say Kyren, okay? And who are the players that you were going to be giving up?
I have Tua, and I was either thinking of throwing in Devon Achane or Tua and possibly my 1.5. I also have the 1.3, so I'm...
I wouldn't give up Achane, but let's just say you were to give up...
My thing is, though, I have Gibbs, Bijan, and Achane, so I would... I'm at a...
Doesn't like mean you give up. That doesn't mean you give away for free, bro. Here's what I would say. I would give up a future. Do you think they do a future first rounder?
No.
You sure?
Yeah.
Is it a super flex?
No.
So 1.5 will probably be. There'll probably be no Odunze, no Neighbors, no Marvin Harrison Jr. Would you agree?
That is correct.
You have
1.3.
So
1.3. I mean, yeah.
So I would trade though, and you're not trading Kyren. I'm not trying to insinuate you're making a trade, but I want to just draw these on different lines and say, you either keep what you have, and you've got AR5, and who's your other quarterback? Fields.
Tua. But he has Fields, so he's the need of a quarterback. I have Tua.
Can you get Fields back as a throw-in? Because you might have a better quarterback in Fields by mid-season than Tua. I would look to do that. But let's just say, look, Tua, I don't care about Tua at all, to be honest. Who knows if he's starting by mid-season? He could be out with a knock on wood. I don't wish ill will upon him, but like one hit and he could be out. My whole thing is you're going to either have AR5. You have AR5 anyway. But you either take the gamble on AR5, try and get Fields, but it gives you Kyren, or you stay scared, play the two of these guys, play them wrong. Every single week you're playing the wrong quarterback, and then you eventually, I believe, come over to the AR5 side anyway, and then now you passed on getting Kyren because you were scared of going down this road. Even if you're petrified of AR5, the AR5 road that also leads to Kyren far outweighs any potentially safer road that you might deem safer. I don't think it's safer. Tua's nothing to me in Dynasty.
Right.
If you could throw in second rounder, I'd give him this second rounder this year, a second rounder next year, whatever the case.
I don't have a second rounder this year. All I have is my two first round picks this year.
Give him to throw Fields in. Do something. You can maybe throw in another player, and then you're even safer, bro. I would trade Tua for Fields straight up.
Yeah, I was gonna say if he wants like a solid backup, I would think you could get a solid backup. It's only a one quarterback league, like, you know, you may not have to give up that much to acquire a solid backup, all things considered. I don't know who's out there, if anyone's a free agent, if someone has multiple quarterbacks or anything like that. But.
And just one last question. If I keep that 1.5 pick and acquire Kyren another way, given all the players that will be gone, because I'm going to take Bowers with my 1.3, would you take Jaden Daniels?
It depends on who's
there. I have Gibbs, I have Bijan, and I have HN as my.
I don't let position.
Three running back.
So I take the best player. I don't let position dictate it. I don't care if it's, I guess I would just say, like, who's on the board. If Odunze's there, I'm taking Odunze. But, but landing spot's going to determine a lot, too.
Okay.
But, it just depends, man. So many things will be determined by landing spot. All right, man.
Maybe I will do that Fields trade with Arthur Smith running the show. Like, he'll start that backup.
We'll
be money.
Yeah, that's true. but Fields is going to be, I think, the future, man. I like Russell Wilson. I think it was a good standalone move, but now that Fields is there, it kind of changes the game. But yeah, definitely go. I would even maybe think, is it premium tight end premium?
No, it's not.
So I would let Bowers fall to your 1.5, and I would take Odunze or Neighbors.
Okay.
If they're there, I mean, because Bowers in a one QB one tight end non tight end premium is probably, we'll have to see where the ADPs fall and where the landing spots are, but there's a really good.
He goes to the Chargers. Like, I'm hoping he goes to the Chargers. If he goes to the Chargers, like, I really want.
Yeah, I know. But you still could maybe get him at 1.5. But all right, bro. Appreciate you. Later.
All right. Thank you.
All right, Travis, final thoughts. I'm not going to push my luck. I'm going to end this live stream in about 2 minutes here. Sebastian, you're live as well. Let me go to Sebastian real quick. Sebastian, you're live. You got 30 seconds. Go ahead.
So we all know like how good DeMar Chase was as a prospect, and like he was going round three, round four. And like I'm looking at Marvin Harrison Jr. Like, I don't know, is his ADP too pricey right now?
Well, Ron Navy was so mad that he climbed into round two in redraft. He said, "I hope he fails." and then Ron didn't remember he said
he
it.
He has to live up.
Well, I mean. It's high. Goodbye. I mean, it's certainly high. No one's saying that second round value feels like safe, but I do believe that Jamar Chase was a handful of years ago, bro. We're now, rookies are becoming more prevalent as like potential top five, top 10 guys now more than ever. Every year we get closer to it not even mattering, 15 years ago. Always talk about Larry Fitzgerald because that's the thing that comes to mind, the player that comes to mind. His year when he was a rookie, you couldn't expect more than 703 out of a rookie receiver. It's just different. What second round receiver numbers? 1,300 yards and 10 scores? I think Marvin Harrison Jr. probably sleepwalks into mid-second round value. Do I think he absolutely overperforms it? No, maybe not. But I think if he stays healthy and he's in a good spot, I think in Arizona, let's say, 1,300 yards and 12 scores seems very doable. Very doable. Not second round material easily. It just feels weird, right? But he's polished, bro. He's probably a better prospect than Chase was by a little bit. I think we're forgetting how, there are some people that doubted him. It wasn't like he was a 100%.
Would you say 2 rounds better than Chase, though?
Well, I think it was a different time, too. Like, if Chase came out now, it might go top of third. It's a different time. You can't really equate it. Because think about it. Everybody that endured Chase being as good as he was, that was one of the bigger rookie wide receiver breakouts we had ever seen, right?
Yeah.
So we got used to it. We weren't used to it then as much. Every year we're getting more and more willing to take the gamble, right? So you can't really go back in time and start equating your feelings when you were more hesitant to draft a rookie wide receiver and then all of a sudden have the same exact feelings So I wouldn't think of it like that. You're trying to compare two different, totally different time frames in your life and fantasy football and where we were all at as a community. So you can't look at it like that. Number two, Ja'Marr Chase was very doubted by a handful of people out of maybe like 20. Like I would say maybe 15% of people were like, no, I don't think he's going to he's going to translate as much. There was even that report that came out that wasn't it catching footballs was harder at the pro level for Ja'Marr.
That he couldn't see the line or something.
He can't catch pro footballs like he can catch college footballs. Come on. I mean, would you ever hear that about Marvin Harrison? So Marvin Harrison's a better prospect, bro. Not saying he's going to necessarily blow him away in the NFL. They could be very, very close, or maybe he's better than Ja'Marr. Maybe Jamar's better than him by a player or two. Maybe Harrison never becomes wide receiver one. He becomes wide receiver four. Maybe he becomes wide receiver one overall, and he's the best player in the National Football League, period. Like, he's like JJ level, but maybe even better. We don't know. He's definitely capable of it, but Ja'Marr was much more doubted. So don't hesitate.
Do you like JJ more at his market value, or would you rather have Marvin Harrison at his market value?
Dynasty, we're on the Dynasty channel. Marvin Harrison Jr. is going probably between 5 and 8 overall. JJ is going between like 3, 2, 3, 4, 5. I mean, they're not that far apart. In a redraft sense, I don't know. I mean, I could argue both. I could say, give me Achane and JJ. So JJ in round 1, Achane in round 2, and then give me Marvin Harrison in 2, and, you know, Bijan in round 1, or Jahmyr Gibbs in round 1. It's apples to apples.
That's tough. And then I have one more question. What are you thinking about Joe Burrow? Because he's been falling really far.
Love him.
Like, as far as like
I did so many videos on Joe Burrow being one of the biggest steals in fantasy football 2024. I got complaints. Why are we doing another Joe Burrow video again, Smitty? So, I mean, I have stuff out there. One of the biggest steals, round 6, 7, 8. It's like stupid value.
Yeah, it's stupid.
All right, bro.
Later.
Travis, final thoughts.
Just quick. So I'm trying to get, if I was to try to get Kyren in Dynasty, the kid that has Kyren has nothing at wide receiver. Would you be willing to give up? And I have a ton of wide receiver, like more than I know what to do with it. I know you say don't overpay, but would you do Achane and Addison for Kyren if you were me?
Damn it. I guess. Sorry, I was thinking like Elon Musk. When you ask Elon Musk a question, it takes like 8 minutes to answer.
No, that's cool.
I would say like, okay, the one player that, and I'm not saying I'm worried about Achane, but the one player that doesn't have as much of a guarantee because you don't know if he's a workhorse. He's not really a workhorse. He's a hybrid, but if used properly, it could be as good as any workhorse, you know? But there are more red flags with Achane than there are Kyren, believe it or not. And at the end of the day, I want both of them, but I'd rather have Kyren. And if you've got a surplus of talent, and actually I don't agree, I definitely overpay in leagues where I've got a surplus and I'm playing with grandmas.
Okay.
I would, at the end of the day, I want Kyren. But that isn't to say I wouldn't try and work around this and keep them both, but I love both of them.
Yeah.
I love both of them.
There's a chance I could just do receivers, like, because he has no, like I said, I think Shaheed and JSN are his best receivers right now.
Mm-hmm.
And he's pretty good at running back, so I might be able to pry him away. And I'm more than loaded at wide receiver, and I can take Harrison with the first pick as well. So
yeah, I'm not.
I might be able to get away with not trading Achane.
Yeah, and again, I'm not trying to make anybody feel like Achane can't. Here's Achane's numbers. So 1,100 rushing yards. This is my projection for him.
Yeah.
1,100 rushing yards, 6.5 to carry, 10 touchdowns, 55 for 425, 4 to 6 touchdowns. You're talking about a total of 14 to 16 touchdowns. His 2023 stats as running back 24 were 808. He had 8 touchdowns. It's crazy when you think of it. He had 11 touchdowns. It's insane. 7.8 yards per carry in orange. I mean, these numbers are phenomenal. And Mostert's his starter. And what did we just say about Zamir White? Zamir White didn't have a veteran running back come in. And the rookie running back class is very weak. So no one cares.
Yep.
Like, Zamir White's good. He's good to go. What did we just say about Kyren? Rookie running back class is weak. No veteran came in. He's good to go. Achane, same thing. Mostert and Achane. Guess who's 97 years old this year? Raheem Mostert. So Achane is going to see Mostert doing what he's going to do for as many games as he can stay healthy. And then guess who's going to come a call in and answer the call? Achane. I love Achane. I love him. I love him. I love him. I think he's going to be a phenomenal dynasty player. But if we're being honest with ourselves, there's more risk with him than the average running back that has the upside he has and the ceiling value he has and the floor value. But
I think I know your answer to this then. If I took out Achane, if I did Addison, Olave, and James Cook for Kyren.
Addison, Olave. Yes, I smashed the hell out of that. Sebastian says only 10 TDs. What do you want, bro? I just said 14 to 16 total touchdowns. 10 rushing, 4 to 6 receiving. Like, what? Sebastian, what more do you want? Do you really want me to put 27? Did that make you feel better? I think maybe you're not looking at the whole numbers here.
Just give me like 13.
Ziggy, show me the living room. I think I might be in trouble here.
Okay.
The camera didn't go off.
You got one super chat to say.
Okay, no, we're good. We're good. I might have to leave here in a second. Daddy daycare might be activated here in about 25 seconds. Okay, Jonathan, appreciate your super chat. $10 hauler gets a moonshot on top of
to the moon.
Answering this. We're good right now. We're good right now, but I might have to bail real quickly. Where was I? Achane screen. I'll have to pull his comment on again. Okay, love the show. Show loves you back. You're hilarious and over the target. You're hilarious and over the target. I feel your takes on Fields and am encouraged as a dynasty owner. Keyshawn was speaking same on how Chicago failed him. Keep killing it, bro. Jonathan, appreciate you. I appreciate you. You know who he looks like? I don't know if anybody has anybody seen Ray Donovan. He looks like the Ray Donovan brother. Jonathan, don't take that in a bad way. The show is one of my favorite shows.
I see the resemblance.
What a great show. Yeah. That it was Bunchy, but in a good way. Like, the Bunchy actor is awesome, and he plays a really, really good character, but, like, that dude is he actually speaks normal, and, like, I didn't mean that in a bad way. You look like the very rundown brother that has no decision-making skills. I'm sorry, Jonathan. But yeah, that actor is amazing. That plays Bunchy. Go watch it. It's, Ray Donovan's one of the best shows ever made for TV. It's phenomenal. But thank you. I appreciate you, and glad you enjoy the show. It is, you know, we try and do a good job. We try and, you know, be entertaining on the show. Sebastian says, I'm slow. I don't know why I assumed 10 figure was combined. 14 to 16 is what I like. There you go, Sebastian. Do it live. Do it live, pal. 1,000 plus yards. I figured you probably didn't see it, Sebastian. I'm just messing with you. I knew you probably didn't see it right. Bo Callahan says, come on, fire the boss horn for daddy daycare. Bo Callahan also, you know, you want to talk about misfiring a horn. In a few messages ago, don't think I don't see everything, bro. You said that you don't like Joe Burrow. It's just not what you say. It's not your thing or whatever. I forget what the words you use, but you don't like Joe Burrow? What did Joe Burrow do to you? Probably got hurt on your watch, I guess, but gotta forgive him, bro.
Well, there's a new thing going around saying no quarterback's ever had to deal with the injury he had, and it's gonna ruin his career now, and this is not. I forget what I was watching or someone was talking about that. I've seen it a couple places now, but
yeah, I saw two people speak out of turn on that. Like, oh, he'll have 20% lack of strength now going forward. Give me a break.
How do you know?
Yeah. Yeah, give me a break. Yeah, I mean, Brock Purdy completely tore his UCL. You know, and elected not to go the Tommy John route, which makes it stronger. It's kind of a risky move.
Yeah, he braced it.
Yeah. There's so many QBs. Yeah, but Bo, you can, I mean, out of all quarterbacks, Bo Callahan, you shouldn't be talking about bus, bro. Nobody went, not a single person went to your birthday party, pal. Not one person.
The guy that called in about the, no, go ahead.
I was just going to say, like, you can draft Bo Callahan, or not Bo, Joe Burrow. You can draft Joe Burrow and another quarterback together, bro. Because Joe Burrow's going around 6'7".
The kid that called in that was worried about Tua, you know, there's a guy to kind of sniff around on in your league, see if someone's low on him, because some people are low on Burrow right now. You don't know who's worried about him in a dynasty league.
Burrow's a steal. The Forgotten Men. I need to create a video. Let me write that down. The Forgotten Men. Mm. Burrow.
Good one.
I mean, Kyron's like the king of the Forgotten Men, because you know he's going high. He's going in the second round. Did anybody forget he scored 12 touchdowns in 12 games? I mean, he's being forgotten. If I go to thefantasyfootballshow.com, where you can get your year-round fantasy football rankings, your bold predictions, your trade calculator, and I take a gander at my rankings, who else is a forgotten man? I feel like...
Would you say Aaron Rodgers is, or is there too many question marks because of his injury?
You know, he could be forgotten man.
I see a lot of people kind of writing them off.
Burrow's the QB, if we're going to create a lineup from the forgotten men. Oh, we might be close. I'm hearing movement. I'm hearing movement. Wow. Yep, we're hearing multiple sighs, and the Kraken is awakening. Forgotten man. Garrett Wilson's not forgotten because he's still going high, right? I mean, it depends.
Yeah,
I mean,
he's still going pretty high.
Tank Dell, fourth round, we'll put him forgotten real quickly. Maybe. I don't know if that works. Maybe. Luke Musgrave. I feel like people are high on...
I like Musgrave.
I feel like people are high on Pitts, so I can't put Kyle Pitts. Garrett Wilson. Devontae Smith, I think. People forget he's capable.
Yeah.
Cooper Kupp. Devontae Smith. You have to look at the chat. I'm looking at a rankings if anybody's got another forgot. ETN feels kind of forgot. I'll just put him on here just because he's going in like round two, three, four, and he was like top five. Stevenson.
Sebastian said Fields. Fields in a way is kind of.
Yeah. Stevenson. Fields.
Yeah.
Stevenson. I like Stevenson. That's your boy. I mean, Eckler could be. I'll put Eck here just in case.
Yeah.
That feels about, I don't know, I don't want to say that's it, but it feels DK maybe.
I was just going to ask you if Metcalf would, it seems like people are always not sure what to do with him.
DK, Zamir?
I think he'll have.
Zamir's like an early forgotten man. Like, we love. Oh, who's that?
Yeah.
I mean, it's not like he played long at an elite level, but like people forget out his opportunity. I think I saw Sebastian or somebody say it in a live chat. Like, he's the most, like, it's like a ridiculous ADP for a starting running back. He's like in like the 80s, 90s, and 100s, and depending on what league or format you're drafting. I feel like it's a pretty good K Walker could be.
Yep.
There you go.
Kyler a little bit.
Yeah, Kyler, I like that.
People dug him.
Forgotten Men. We'll do a video on that. I like that. Forgotten Men. Here's a list of the Forgotten Men. Just a spitballing edition. Might add a couple. I like the Cooper Kupp edition. I really do. You know, you could even put Diggs on here. You got to be objective.
Yeah.
You got to be objective.
People write him off. Yeah, I don't think he's done yet.
Pickens. There's that for Turner. That guy.
A lot of people don't like him.
Pickens. That guy was wild on the Pickens thing. Like, it's so weird how people, if anybody doesn't know, on the main channel tonight, just like an hour ago, this guy was like going at me for, Smitty, you haven't dressed Pickens. I'm like, dressed what? He's like, you haven't, like, basically saying I didn't take accountability for George Pickens. Yeah. And I'm like, first of all, that's the biggest bust you think I had. Let me give you a list of bigger names that you could come at me with, because that's just, you know, silly. Like, you can't even yell at me for that one.
Yeah.
Like, he played really well. But
1,100 with 8 touchdowns, you know, and it, with only 60-something catches, too. That's the big thing. Like, these other guys are getting 80 and 90 catches.
Sebastian, I don't know if I'll put Hawkinson in there, because you don't know when he's going to be healthy, man. I mean, he could become a forgotten man later, but I mean, I'm forgetting him for a reason. I'd rather just go in a different direction. I don't know how long it's going to take him to get up to speed. ACLs are not easy to come back from when you're...
That, if he didn't get hurt, he'd be a top 2 or 3 tight end, 3 or 4. I mean,
we got movement. The Kraken. The Kraken is almost up.
About that time.
It's great. It's great. I don't know how many. Yeah, I'll probably get a jump on this, because otherwise I guess still got to power down, turn the lights off and everything. So let me just get a jump on it. All right, Travis, appreciate you.
Yeah, I'll let you go.
All right, later.
Thanks, man. Later.
All right, that ends and concludes the live stream. I will see you all tomorrow. Thank you for being here, Kyren Williams to the moon. Let me play this on the way out the door. Thank you for my super chats. Did I get to all my? I think I did. We got Jonathan. Thank you, Jonathan. Hopefully, Jonathan didn't take offense to my Bunchy comment. I love that show. Go watch it. You look like a very fit Bunchy, by the way. Kyren Williams, do it live.
He's Kyren. He's 7 feet tall. And he knows how to handle a ball. He's Kyren. He can take frowns and turn them upside down with his touchdowns.
Live Monday through Friday on the main channel. Those links are all in the description. Appreciate you all. The Fantasy Football Show, youtube.com/TheFantasyFootballShow. That is the main YouTube channel. And then this one is youtube.com/DynastyFantasyFootball. Make sure you're subscribed to both of them. I even have more channels. Two more. One's a sitcom show. It's like The League meets The Office meets something that got canceled. And that sitcom is available on, you can just go to click channels on any of either one of my Dynasty or my main YouTube channel. If you click channels, the tab, you'll see all my channels right there. And then I have my vlog channel. I'll see you all later. Deuces. Punch the like button on the way out the door, like Travis said. Later. Thanks, Jonathan. Appreciate the super chat, kind words. You're the man. Thanks for moderating, Travis. Thank you, whoever is in here. What other mods do I got in here? Later, Superfish. Later, Bo Callahan. See you at your birthday party, pal. Not. Nah.